Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah azza wa jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا بِكُمْ. To all our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions alayhi muridwan. Dear viewers, we have come back with our program called Reformation of the Ummah. Subhanallah, Madani Channel presents to you this beautiful program, and tonight, once again, we have commenced with our program, and we hope that from different and various parts of the world, you have joined us in this program, dear viewers. It's a very special program, for in today's program, we are going to be speaking about the rights of friends, the hukuk and the rights that we have with our friends that we have in our cycle. And in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we are also going to learn and explore the different friends that we make friendships with. What are their rights and with whom should we make friendships with? In the light of Quran and Hadith of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you want to know more about friends, dear viewers of Madani Channel, with whom should we make friends and with whom we should not have any relations, stay locked in tune with us until the end of tonight's program. As we do in the very beginning of every program, and that is to recite Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala or Ikalam, and this is to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we try and recite Durood-e Pak most frequently so that we can get reward and thawab for it as well. So let's get together, dear viewers, and recite Durood-e Pak. Salawat and send salutations upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of this kalam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. And thereafter, we would move towards our discussion. We also have some Madani pearls in between our program to understand different subjects as well with regards to respecting elders. However, the discussion and the topic related for tonight's program, dear viewers, with regards to the rights of friends, is very essential, very important, and the realization of its importance will come into place once you listen to the blessed ahadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to friends, as well as the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. So please do stay tuned with us until the end of the program. For now, let us turn towards this beautiful kalam composed by none other than the great Imam of his time, referring to none other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Milke Parte Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it is his kalam. Prior to that, Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we shall add these few stanzas and couplets to this kalam, Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the form of Durood-e Pak. Milke Parte.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان ناقص جہاں نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ بلغ العلا بکمالہ میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملیوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملیوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جانے منہ میں زبان نہیں ارے نہیں بل کہ جسم میں جان ہی صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ سر عرش پر ہے تیری گزر دل فرش پر ہے تیری نظر سر عرش پر سر عرش پر ہے تیری گزر دل فرش پر ہے تیری نظر ملکوت و ملک میں کوئی شے نہیں وہ جو تجھ پہ آیا نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ کرو تیرے نام کرو تیرے نام کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کرو کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں صلو علیہ و آلہ صلو علیہ و آلہ صلو علیہ و آلہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. A very beautiful and amazing kalam filled with love and affection, composed in the love of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, he is free from defects and faults, and he is the best role model. The Quran has classified him as our role model, subhanallah. He is our guide, he is our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And today, inshallah azawajalla, in the light of the very same Quran Pak that has been revealed upon him for our guidance, as well as his impeccable models and teachings and mubarak and blessed sayings shall be imparted in today's discussion inshallah azza wa jalla, for saving us from adopting friendship with such people that may ruin our dunya, our worldly affairs, as well as our affairs related to the akhirah. Because we see in society, dear viewers of Madini channel, that friendship is given importance no matter whether it is based on good deeds and relationships or based on bad deeds. This is what we see in society. But remember, dear viewers, always remember that the real friendship is that which is based on virtues and good deeds. This is the ultimate truth, because as Muslims, we should establish our friendship and relationship only with the one who brings the benefits of the hereafter, not along with the benefits of dunya and world, but rather before the benefit of the world, we should receive the benefit of the akhirah. Such a friend who reminds you about the akhirah, such a friend that is your partner in performing virtuous deeds as well. So what are the attributes of a true and sincere friend in the light of Islamic teachings and the true human society, dear viewers? This is what we are intending to discuss in our program today. So inshallah azza wa jalla, the first step, dear viewers of Madini channel, is that we should analyze and remember that we should never ever make friendships and establish relationships with such people that have corrupt beliefs. Because some people do not give importance to religion in the matters of friendship, which is very, very detrimental and dangerous for one's iman. Many people out there today who have swayed from the true and the correct aqidah, and if today they are infested with corrupt beliefs, it is due to such friends who would lead them out of the fold of Islam, who would mislead them. So we should always recall this beautiful hadith of our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasulullah said about the people of corrupt beliefs, you keep away from them and they keep away from you, lest they misguide you and put you into any fitna. Allahu Akbar. This is the truth, that we should keep away from them and they should keep away from us. Because what can happen, dear viewers of Madinah channel, and this is the least, that they will misguide you and they will make you indulge in fitnas. So friendship is not the name of only having the company of some person. and having meals with that person, going out with that person, spending time with that person. On many occasions in our lives, we come into contact with the person who we have made friendships with. We have a relationship with such a person. Therefore, when we choose a friend, dear viewers, we must always keep in mind the actions and the sayings and the teachings of our pious predecessors about friendships. With whom should we have a relationship and with whom we should not have any relationship. Today, most of the people out there in the world, if you look at the stats, dear viewers, majority of our youth of today who have been misguided or who have lost their morals and basic ethics, they have become rude. They have actually destroyed their youthful days because of evil friendship, because of corrupt friendships, because of such friends who have only taught them how to become greedy, taught them how to steal, cheat, deceive, lie, have taught them how to roam around and loaf around places of fitna, places of committing gunas and sins, such as clubs, such as casinos, gambling places, places where fornication is committed, and various other types of gunas and sins. People have made friendship with good people, and such people that respected their parents, that never used to speak loudly with their parents. Such children who knew how to give adab and respect to their teachers, just because of bad friendship today, they have moved to the wrong section and the wrong side. And because of friendships, they have turned towards drugs, gambling, and other sorts of gunas and sins, which is even difficult for me to discuss. Remember, this is the advice of our pious predecessors. This is the advice of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu. So what he says that do not have the company of five type people. Now, let's look at the advice of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, who is the son of Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. He says, do not have the company of a transgressor. Allah, Allah, Allah. Why? Because he will sell you for one or less than a morsel. He will be driven by greed for a morsel, but he will not be able to get it. This is the person who is a transgressor. So Imam of his time says he will sell you for one or less than a morsel, but he can never ever be driven away from greed. So greedy friends, dear viewers of Madini Channels, friends who commit sins openly, they transgress openly, such a person should never ever be your friend. And if you have such friends in your company at this very moment, so you plan yourself very well as to how do I disassociate myself. Because if you have established this relationship with this niyyah that I will change him, good. But many a times, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, because of not having much Islamic knowledge, instead of us changing them, they may change us. Allahu Akbar. So always avoid the company of open sinners, transgressors, so on and so forth. The Imam of his time says, do not have the company of a stingy person. Why? He will stop wealth at such a time when you will be desperately needing it. So he will stop wealth, he will stop aiding and helping you at the time when you yourself most need it. So a stingy person as well should not be befriended, dear viewers. The third advice of the Imam of his time, he says, do not have the company of a liar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He says, because he will make the thing near which is at a distance, and that which is at a distance, he will bring that near for you. In other words, he will deceive you. He is a liar. You will be cheated and deceived. So when you know that in your cycle of friends, there is a person who is a liar, he is a throw up, so on and so forth. Many a times we say, no, we know his habits, we know the certain person. But many a times such friends fall for their traps, and then because of that, arguments and fights may erupt, and a person then may end that relationship on a bad note. But when you knew about the habits of a certain person, that is the time for you to determine as to how do I distance myself from such a person? How do I avoid such a person? And then the Imam of his time, Yani Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, he says, avoid sitting in the company of those who cut ties with their relatives, because in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at three places, I found such a person to be accursed. Allahu Akbar. Yani, such a person has been cursed, the one who breaks family ties. He ends the ties and relationship between family members. So such a person, you should not have the friendship and the company of such a person, because such a person's du'as are also not answered. Allahu Akbar. Such a person has earned the wrath and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, the pious people. Why? Because of this trait that he has. Yani his du'as also not answered, dear viewers of Madini channel. So why should we not look into this, dear viewers of Madini channel? Because when you look at the attributes and the qualities of a true friend, of an honest person, then you would learn, dear viewers of Madini channel, that a true friend is trustworthy, loyal, and confident. Do we know the difference between a true friend? We all become sometimes so open to people and transparent that we share our secrets, our day-to-day activities, and the intention that we may have in our hearts. Business ke hawale se, kaam kaaj ke taluk se, bachcho ke taluk se, peso ke hawale se, jo bhi mamlaat ho, hum apne doston se share karte hain. So, is he a true friend that deserves to learn and know about your personal life? About with whom you associate, about the activities that you are done or you are about to do? Allahu Akbar. But if you study who are true friends, dear viewers of Madini channel, you would learn that a true friend is always trustworthy, loyal, and confident. He is the one who consoles you in sad times and remembers you in happy times as well. Allahu Akbar. He gives you useful advice in any matter and prevents you from taking a wrong decision. This is a true friend. Such a dost wahi hota hai, who is not selfish. Allahu Akbar. He helps you in needing times and most important times, dear viewers of Madini channel. A sacha and a true dost is he who forgives you when you make a mistake and appreciates you when you do something good for him. Allah, Allah, Allah. Yeh sacha dost hota hai. Kya aaj humne apne doston mein yeh qualities paaye hain? Allahu Akbar. Ask yourself this question, because a true friend does not leave his friends alone during sins. Yani doing sins. But rather, a sacha dost and friend tries to stop a person from committing evils and he brings him towards righteousness. A true friend does not leave his friend alone committing sins. Rather, he will aid him and help him, and he will motivate him to perform virtuous deeds. Ye sacha dost hota hai. Not the dost and the friend who tells you, no, it's very good, continue doing it. You look so smart doing this wrong action, continue doing it. Is tarah karte karte kitne log drugs ki taraf gaye hain, kitne logo ke ghar toot chuke hain, kitne logo ka intiqal hua hai, because of accompanying the wrong people, dear viewers. It has costed them their life. They lost their lives being cheated and deceived by wrong friendship. Sachcha dost dhoonde, because a true friend, a sincere friend, is he who considers his friend's honor to be his own honor and does not destroy his friend's honor in his absence. Aapke peeth peeche bhi wo aapki ghibat nahi karega. Aapke peeth peeche aapke burai nahi karega. Balke us burai ko rokega. He is pious himself. He would not allow others to keep on backbiting about you and slandering you, so on and so forth. But rather, he will protect your dignity and honor. He will defend you because he is a sincere friend. When he sees you committing a mistake and a sin, he would not motivate you and tell you because of being feeling shy that no, continue doing that. But rather, he will rectify you so that you are not rectified in front of the masses. You are not rectified in front of others. So he will rectify you in secrecy, privately, because he's a sincere and a true friend. So this is the definition of having a sincere and true friend. Allahu Akbar. He does not pay attention to his friend's luxury and pleasures or wealth, to your viewers. But rather, a sincere friend is that who pays attention to his friend's good qualities and good habits. आपके जेब पे उसकी नजरें ना हो, आपके बटवे पे उसकी नजर ना हो, आपके बैंक बैलेंस पे उस दोस्त की नजर ना हो, बल्कि आपके आमाल की तरफ उसकी नजर हो. वो ये देखे कि मेरा दोस्त नमाजी है, कैसा नमाजी है. He wants to see my friend recites the Quran, how he recites the Quran. He is always learning, teaching and rectifying himself, reforming himself, and is aiding and helping you to change. This is the benefit of having a true friend, dear viewers. Though the topic and the discussion are the rights of friends, pehle hum is cheez ko samjhein. How do we adopt the company of a true and a right friend, dear viewers? This is very, very, very important. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, let's go to the Holy Quran Pak and see what the Quran teaches us about having friendships. What the Quran teaches us about having good friends and true friends. Allahu Akbar. And let's ask the Quran Pak as to how can we better ourselves and how we can inshallah azawajalla improve in having good friends, dear viewers, inshallah. We're going to listen to this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah. And after listening to this ayat, we're going to make niyat, inshallah azawajalla, that we will, moving forward, inshallah, have the honor of having good friends, inshallah azawajalla. Now listen to this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak, in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. And the Muslim men and the Muslim women are the friends, yani helpers of one another, commanding good and forbidding evil, and keeping salah established and paying zakat and obeying the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are those upon whom Allah will soon show mercy. Indeed, Allah is dominant, ever wise. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki, dear viewers of Madine channel. We have learned from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak about the true friends, subhanallah. So, in every matter, it is important for us to like and for us to choose the true friend who will be aiding us in this world as well as in the year after. See, the one who helps you to perform salah, the one who helps you to enjoin good and forbid evil. Muslims who are friends to one another, they are brothers to one another, they are helpers. Ek dusre ki madad karne ke liye hain. Ek dusre ko help karne ke liye hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also shown and taught us in the beautiful hadith. Subhanallah. As the beloved Rasul advised, none of you will truly believe until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Subhanallah. You can never be a true believer until you like for others what you like for yourself. Allah. And this is the sign of a true believer. Do we have this in our nature, or are we selfish and we have no sense of selflessness left in us? And we see this during big occasions, sometimes little food, many people, elders on the table, youngsters will jump and grab and take many as they can or as much as they can and forget those. Is this the teachings of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, jinke daman hamare haathon mein hai? Kyunki ye hamara dawa hai ki Ghaus ka daman nahi chhodenge, Ghaus e Pak ka daman nahi chhodenge. Yes, subhanallah, this is our slogan. This is what we intend to do. But dear viewers of Madani channel, according to his teachings, Ghaus e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, who is our leader, subhanallah, he is the great wali and sultanul awliya. His actions were contrary to what we do. He says when he was a student and whenever he would go to find food or something to eat, and he will go to the land where these things were available. After immense hunger and desperate hunger and thirst, to quench his thirst and to satiate his hunger, he would go to those places and he will find people are there before him, grabbing and fetching and taking fruits or vegetables or whatever was available. He would leave them and allow for them to satiate their hungers, and he would return empty-handed. He says, I would roll and coil on the ground due to hunger, and I would recall this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. یہ سرکار غوث اعظم کی شان ہے اور آپ کا فرمان عالی شان ہے. اللہ اکبر. That he would let others to benefit from the food and he would remain hungry. Likewise with Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz and many other awliyas. If you open the books of history and you study the blessed life of the respected Sahaba alayhi muridwan and many other companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the message you would learn. You see on the battlefields, if a certain warrior asks for water and the person is taking the water bag to the warrior on the ground who is injured and who is desperate for water, his last wish is to have water before he departs from this world. And when the water is taken to him, the one next to him is asking for water and the first sends the water back to the latter. Allahu Akbar. And this continues to the third. And by the time the water bag reaches the third person, he is gone before he has quenched his thirst. And when he returns back to the first person who initially asked for the water, he is also gone from this world. In other words, they would choose for the others and for the rest to be happy. They will put aside their own desires and give preference to the desires and wishes of others over their own, dear viewers. This is not something small, but this is the sign of Iman. This is the sign of complete faith in Iman. So you can never be a true believer until you love for your friends what you love for yourself, or what you love for yourself, what you choose for yourself is what you choose for others. So this is the friendships we need to have with people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. These are the types of friends we need to look for. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we have a beautiful video clip, Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, with regards to respecting elders. Respect is also part of this important discussion. For children who have no respect, they would not know how to pay salam at times, and they have the company of good people. Keep the company of good people. Never leave the company of virtuous and pious people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Anyways, respect makes you and breaks you. Respect is very essential for every Muslim believing person. So listen and watch the Madani Pearls in this little short message, inshallah, and we shall return. And then we're going to highlight and conclude with regards to the rights of people, inshallah. Yani, the rights of friends. What rights does your friend even have in the first place as being your friend is what we will discuss from now till the end of this program. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
There's a very beautiful account mentioned that there was a sinful person sitting by the riverbank performing ablution wuzu. While he was washing his hands and his feet, he noticed that the great Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmah, arrived and sat not too far away from him. When he realized that the water from his hands and face was going in the direction of the great Imam, out of respect and honor for him, he moved from there. But what was the reward that he gained? It's mentioned that he was rewarded greatly. And the reward that he gained was that after passing away, someone saw him in a dream and they asked him, that how did Allah Almighty treat you? He replied, by the blessing of showing respect to Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahmah, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can see by respecting our elders, by respecting the pious people of Allah Almighty, what the reward is. No doubt in our communities, we have elder people in our houses, we have elder people, our teachers, do we respect them? It's mentioned that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan al Rahmatul Rahman has said that a student should not precede the teacher in conversation. Many of us, we go to universities, schools, but in our conversations, we end up not listening to the teacher or talking while the teacher's talking in our madrasas, in our jamias. How should we be sitting in front of the teachers? Further mentioned, a student should not sit at his teacher's place, even in his absence. If the teacher has moved from his seat, and even though he's not there, the student still should not sit in his seat out of respect. It's further written, whilst walking, he should not walk in front of his teacher, nor should we walk in front of our father out of respect. No doubt that the elders in our communities, in our societies, in our masajid, we should be taking care of them, making sure that we serve them first. When food arrives on the dastakhan, we should be making sure that we give and offer them food first, serve them, look after them, give our seat for them, stand up for them, make it easy for them. And never ever should we think that they are getting in our way or they are becoming discomfort for them. We should gain their blessings and we should gain their du'as. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this was Iftikhar Attari sallamahu al-bari, who was educating us on the topic of respecting elders. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Our children of today would not respect maybe as you would have respected your father, your parents, or your seniors. So this is very important to keep instilling the values as well as the ahadith and blessed teachings of our pious predecessors about respect to our children, so that they learn to shake hands correctly, learn to make salam, learn to respect and give preference to those who are seniors, as well as the seniors will then show affection and love upon those who are smaller. Let's come back to our discussion and topic, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We are speaking about rights, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and this is from amongst the rights of your friends. as we mentioned earlier, that not only a right, but rather it is the hadith and the hukum of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to giving preference to others, choosing what's best for yourself. If you like that, you must also like that for your friends as well. So your friend also has a right to be guided. This is very important. He has a right to be guided towards good and stopped from wrongdoings. It is not just a command, rather, it is from the friend's right to command them to do good and forbid them from evil. Allahu Akbar. When a friend shows a tendency towards maybe negative actions or harmful associations, remember, dear viewers, remaining silent or completely, should we say, breaking ties are not the right approaches. But rather, a genuine friend takes on the responsibility of advising and assisting them to distance themselves from such behaviors. This is what a friend should do in the first place. Because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith said, a good friend is he who helps you when you remember Allah azza wa jalla and reminds you when you forget. Allahu Akbar. So, sacha dost wahi hota hai jo aapko bar bar remind kare. He reminds you. So, from amongst the rights of a friend, it is also the right of friendship that a friend partakes in the happiness and sorrow of his friends. Agar koi dost aapke khushi hi mein shamil hota hai magar aapke gham mein aapke saath nahi hai to wo dost kis tarah ka hua? If the friend is only there for the days of happiness, and many a times on many occasions we are shown the reality, hum jinke bare mein bahut baatein karte hain ya hum fakhr ke saath jinka zikr karte hain, kabhi kabhar aisa bhi hota hai. It happens on many occasions that on the person that you counted the most had disturbed you or disappointed you, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You assume that you will gain his assistance and help and he will pitch up, he will be there for you because you have trusted him, but when time came, it was proven wrong. This also happens. So, sacha dost wahi hota hai, who is with you in your good and bad times. It is often seen that while many participate in celebrations with their friends, they abandon him during difficult times. This should not happen, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If the friend is in need of financial aid, supporting him in this regard is a rewardable action. It's a rewardable action because the beloved Rasul, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever frees a Muslim from a worldly trouble, Allah will grant him salvation from the difficulties of the hereafter, yani the day of judgment. This is the hadith of our Aqa and Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab ye ek aam musalman ki baat hai, is hadith paak mein jiska zikr hai, if you free a Muslim from a worldly trouble, so if that Muslim brother is your close friend, he stands a bigger chance of you aiding and helping him. This is his right that you aid him. You should help him and assist him, and in fact, help him before he even asks for that help. I often quote this beautiful waqia and story because it touched my heart when I read this beautiful incident of a person who went to his friend's door, and of course he went with the niyat of assistance. So when his friend opened the door after he approached his friend and he asked him, inquired about his arrival, so his friend who came to visit mentioned, I am in need of some money. So this friend goes inside the home and he speaks to his wife and he brings a money bag and he gives that money bag to his friend. After he leaves, taking the money bag with him, jisne paise diye the wo rone laga. Allahu Akbar, ye kya majra hua? Rone laga apni ahliya ke paas jab gaya. And when she seen, the wife seen that my husband is crying, she inquired about him and she says, well, jab paise dene hi the to ro kyun rahe aap? Why are you crying when you had to give the money? Dene ke baad ab aap ro rahe hain? Now you are crying after giving that money. So the friend says, main is wajah se nahi ro raha hu ki maine paise diye hain, balki main is wajah se ro raha hu kyunki mere dost ke aane se pehle maine ye dekha nahi ki mera dost zaruratmand hai. I am crying because why did I not see that my friend was in need of financial assistance before he came to me? Why did I have to leave it and not see that my friend was in need of financial assistance before he came to me? This is why I'm crying, that he had to be embarrassed standing before me asking for wealth and asking for money. So, main sharminda hua is wajah se. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are friends out there who will go to that extent of aiding and helping without talking in front of other 10 friends, ki maine fala ki madad ki, maine fala ko help kiya, maine fala ke saath ye sulook kiya. Wo aapko dost samajhta hai, wo aapko khas dost samajhta hai. He takes you to be his true friend. And you go and open up the secrets in front of others. about the help that you have given, about the assistance that you have given, or about the relationship that you share with him. And all along he's thinking that this is a secret. So never embarrass your friend in situations like this as well. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madini Channel, it is also from the rights of friendship that a friend be remembered with good words. And if his defect becomes apparent, it should be concealed. Allahu Akbar. Supplications should be made for him, and he ought to be remembered with good words. Jiha, even after his passing away from this dunya, along with sincere supplications for his maghfirat, for his forgiveness. Just as a friend which adheres to religious principles leads to benefits, not following them can lead to harm. Therefore, it is essential, dear viewers of Madini Channel, to always adopt the company of good friendships and to abstain from evil people. May Allah Kareem enable us to understand this matter, because it is the matter of iman, it is the matter of aqeedah, it is the matter of muhabbat and love. And until we would not understand this matter, we would keep on committing mistakes. And these mistakes will keep on making us land into musibat and parishani, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Now I want to share a very, very enlightening and a very, very beautiful, subhanallah, parable. A person came and asked for aid and assistance, and the friend helped with a bag of golden coins. And this person went to his home, and before he could use it, another person came to him and asked him, and he was in need of this money. Before he could make any use or make use of that, he had given this bag to that person. Allahu Akbar. To the second person who came to ask him. And just before that person could use it, the first person who asked for aid and help goes to a third person to ask for money. And he is given the same money bag. And he recognizes the money bag. Well, this is the same money bag I had given to that first person. How did you get this money bag? So this person will then explain the story and say, well, I went to him to ask for help and assistance, and I had some commitments, and this is what he has given me. So this trader and businessman, this is also a true story, and I'm cutting it down to your viewers to let you know how were the people of the past, that they took care of the needs of others and preference of others over their own needs and desires, dear viewers. It's just amazing, subhanallah. So this trader would go to the first person and ask him that, Allahu Akbar, I had given you this money bag. Somebody came to you and asked, and you had given the same money bag? And he says, yes. And he says, look, I went to the third person, and that person had given me the same money bag which I had given you. And we had chosen and given preference to the other over our own desires. And in this way, see how Allah made it that this money has come back to me, yet I had given you this money bag. Are we people of that nature, dear viewers? Always see the needs of others. Always help and aid. Make friends that will be of assistance in this world and in the akhirah. Make friends who will teach you to recite the Quran. Make friends who will not teach you to put the headphones and listen to music and raves and songs and dramas and TVs and all these other stories. Allahu Akbar. Make friends who will remind you and teach you how to become a namazi. Make friends, dear viewers of Madini Channel, because on the day of akhirat, no friendship will aid you and assist you and help you. When mothers and fathers and brothers and siblings and sisters and other members will turn their backs away on us, and every person will be worried about his own life and his own self. The contacts who aid you and help you in this dunya will be of no use in the akhirat. But if you made friends with those people that only by looking at them, you will think of not missing your salah. Only by watching them, you will think of joining the right company. Why do we in our cycle of friends don't have such people? But rather we have friends who after when we come back from work, instead of making salam to our parents, or sitting with them, talking to them, having a meal with our families, we choose to throw everything, drop everything and join the company, and the brother is gone, lofting around, roaming around, coming midnight, coming the next morning at times. From the age of 15, 16, 17, these friendships are then established. And it just takes a few days for the child, for that person to be ruined, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Hundreds of youths have been ruined. Yani, their futures have been destroyed and ruined because of evil friends. So when you choose a friend, even if you are in your 50s and 60s and you have friends that you sit with, you talk with, you like them, you like their company, be selective. Do we have friends who would laugh and their voices are heard many meters away? Many neighbors in the neighborhood could hear their laughters. Do we have friends who teach us how to drink alcohol, or who will take us to such places where it's sold or bought or whatever it may be? Why do we have such friends like that, dear viewers? So time has come, inshallah, Azawajalla, to instill these values into our youth, into our children, into our awlad. Because friendships are made in schools. They are made in institutes, in universities, in colleges. Friendships are made at working places, working environments. So when you choose and make a friend, it needs to be based on halal and permissible grounds, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If it doesn't stand a chance, do not commit yourself to such friends. Focus on their good side. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, you be there to guide him and he should be there to guide you as well. And your relationship will be a very good relationship, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Such a friend will be helpful, not only in this world, you would not only enjoy his company in this world, but rather such a friend can be of assistance in the hereafter as well, in various other forms, dear viewers. So let's make tawbah and let's make sincere repentance from the company and companionships of corrupted people that have corrupted beliefs. If we have such friends, we should distant ourselves from them instantly and immediately. We have come to the end of the program, dear viewers. Likewise, there are many other rights, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's not tease them, let's not fight with them. Let's look for the good as well in them. And if you see something bad, inshallah, azza wa jalla, if until today you felt by me stopping him, he might take it the wrong way, plan it, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Decide as to how would you be the person who would rectify his mistake so that he could see the good in you. So say it in a nice way, not out of arrogance or attitude, in a way where you will hurt the feelings of the person. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Da'u Islam is a beautiful movement in which many people become friends with each other when they travel in Madini Qafila. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Many brothers are coming from different walks of life, mashallah. They meet in Madini Mahol and they become true friends. One friend motivates the other and the other becomes an alimi deen. One motivates the other and he becomes hafiz of the Holy Quran Park or muballigh of Da'ud Islami. So inshallah, azza wa jalla, join this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah and learn much more, dear viewers. Stay good, be good, do good. Inshallah, we are going to be back with another episode of the very same program. Until then, keep supplicating and making dua for the Ummah at large, as well as reciting durood upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah answer our lawful wishes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of